This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A U.S. Marine was killed last week and another wounded in an attack in Kuwait. The Marines are among 10,000 U.S. troops stationed in Kuwait as President Bush considers ousting Iraq's President Saddam Hussein. Any action against Iraq will have tremendous political and economic consequences for neighboring Kuwait. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke last week with Kuwait's ambassador to the United States.
Three violent attacks in Kuwait, Yemen, and Indonesia have sparked fears that the Al-Qaeda terrorist network has regrouped. In an interview with Kuwait's ambassador, Salim Abdullah Al-Sabah, I asked him whether his government has determined if terrorists attacked American Marines in Kuwait.
The government of Kuwait condemned this act and labeled it as an act of terrorism. And since the incident, our law enforcement agencies have been very active. And I'm pleased to say that we were able to uncover further plots by certain terrorist elements in Kuwait that were planning to target other areas. As for the motivation of this attack, well, you know, we don't know because the two assailants were killed and we were not able to interrogate them and see who was behind them, why did they do this.
Now, is this, do you believe in any way, evidence of rising anti-American sentiment in Kuwait?
No, I don't think so. I think the majority of the Kuwaiti people are very welcoming of the American forces. We in Kuwait will never forget what America did to us just more than 10 years ago. The United States led a coalition that liberated my country. Now, are there people in Kuwait that don't like the U.S. presence or don't like the United States as a whole? Of course there are. But there are a very, very fringe group of people. The majority of the Kuwaiti people are with the United States. But unfortunately, we have these zealots. And unfortunately, they're the ones that are making the most noise.
Do you see any growing anger in the aftermath of the U.S. attack on Afghanistan and the ongoing troubles in the Middle East?
No, I don't see any rise in anger, and I don't see any major shift in Kuwaiti attitudes towards the United States. But what you may conclude of all of this is that these zealots, these fringe elements, become more vocal when events take place on the global scale that involve the United States. And unfortunately, in this case, they become more violent.
There are already 10,000 U.S. troops in Kuwait. If the United States launches an attack against Iraq, is Kuwait willing to have the U.S. use its territory as a base for those actions?
Let me begin by saying that there is no country, I think, in the region that is more vulnerable to the Iraqi weapons of mass destruction as Kuwait is. So we would like to see Iraq disarmed, and we would like to see weapons of mass destruction in all their forms removed from Iraq.
And therefore allow U.S. troops to use Kuwait as a staging area for action against Saddam Hussein.
Yes,
Iraq.
Of course, we would allow U.S. troops and other troops to use Kuwaiti territory to enforce the implementation of Security Council resolutions. You know, sir, our long experience with Iraq taught us one thing, not to believe words, but believe deeds. So if we see no concrete deeds on the ground that he has changed his intentions to us, there's no reason for us to believe that he has. We have 605 people that are still held prisoners in Iraq, and I think if he was to show good intentions towards us, that would be the first thing that he would do, is release them.
Now, the United States is talking about, once it has ousted Saddam Hussein, imposing a military regime government inside of Iraq. How would Kuwait view that kind of governance?
Well, first of all, there has not been any clear indication to this day about what everybody is labeling as the morning after. So I would hope that at one stage the U.S. administration would consult not only with Kuwait, with all the countries of the region concerning the future of Iraq. But anybody that comes into governance in Iraq, any new government as Kuwait, we are going to be looking for very, very clear signals from them. You know, what are their intentions towards their neighbors, especially Kuwait, you know?
Now, when we think about the possibility of a response from Iraq in light of some attack on Saddam Hussein, would you imagine that Kuwait would be a likely target, or do you think that Israel would be the first and only target?
Judging by past history, as you saw during the Gulf War, Iraq has a very vindictive feeling towards Kuwait. We are very worried about retaliatory strikes by Iraq, by chemical or biological warheads to Kuwait. We are also worried that you know, the chaos that will accompany the war in Iraq might actually help spread these weapons to other parts outside of Iraq, and then they might at one point be sold to terrorist groups, or terrorist groups might acquire them. and then they might pop up anywhere, and that's another worry we have.
Kuwait's ambassador to the United States, Salim Abdullah Al Sabah, speaking at the Kuwaiti embassy. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.